Bones Away, written by Friend of the Jabberwock and read by K-Burb. This is a locked tomb fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cam and Pal, and is additionally tagged with pre-canon, humor, and necromancy that's cheerful, even if still creeptastic too. Camilla had been deep in a training exercise when a runner brought word that the warden wanted to speak with her in his quarters when she was finished. She wondered, then, what it was that warranted the interruption to her day. A fascinating new problem in psychometry? Another planning session for upcoming Lictor trials? Another message from Dulcinea for Palamedes to drastically overthink his reply to? When she cracked open the door to his quarters, however, the answer turned out to be bones. Bones everywhere. Bones in delicate starlight garlands that hung from each wall on bone tack. Tall bone statues on his desk, one of which looked suspiciously like Camilla, while the other resembled the warden himself. A bone form on the floor that didn't seem to serve any particular purpose, but was fantastically intricate. Bone globes hanging down from the ceiling, suspended on sticks that were, in all probability, composed of more bone. Warden? Ventured Camilla. Palamedes, who had been sitting at his desk and deep in thought, arose. Oh, what do you think? Archivist Zeta pointed out to me that while my specialty may be psychometry, it wouldn't do for the Master Warden of the Library to be ignorant of other forms of necromancy. I've been practicing my bone magic. What do you think of my new decorations? Camilla's mouth formed a number of possible responses before settling on the most civil of them all. Your skill in necromancy is evident as always, Warden. The end.